Over the last decade, the Dalai Lama's campaign to bring the plight of the Tibetan people to the world's attention has been extraordinarily successful in raising Tibet's profile, but it has been less successful in persuading the Chinese government, which rules Tibet, to negotiate the Dalai Lama's return. Now, there are signs that government policy may be softening, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports in part two of his series, From Tibet.
A rare thing happened in the Tibetan capital Lhasa last month, a news conference given by Legchok, the head of the local Chinese government in Tibet, to which Western journalists were invited and allowed to ask questions. Another rare occurrence, an admission by Legchok that the Tibetan government had not paid enough attention to public relations and dealing with the foreign press.
Maybe we were too proud and confident. We have realized we need to do more with the foreign media. In the past, we believed that truth and facts were on our side. But now we want to let the facts speak for themselves.
Legchok's words are all part of a recent Beijing charm offensive that has also included the release of six prominent Tibetan political prisoners. Perhaps most important of all has been a visit by two high-ranking representatives of the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan spiritual leader who fled into exile in the northern Indian city of Dharamsala in 1959. It's the first time official envoys from the Dalai Lama have been allowed into Tibet itself for 20 years. They met with Chinese officials both in Lhasa and in Beijing, and over the weekend issued a statement on their return to Dharamsala saying how flexible and open-minded the Chinese officials had been. Melvin Goldstein is a Tibet specialist at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. He says the moves, especially the visit of the envoys, are very important.
They're very significant and they show some promise, but it's a beginning rather than an end. There are still very fundamental problems that exist to moving forward to getting a settlement. On both sides, there are hardline factions as well as conciliatory factions, and this last 6 months and the recent visit of the envoys seems to be a success of the more conciliatory sides in both Beijing and in Dharamsala.
Diplomats in Beijing agree that the doves in the Beijing government have the upper hand for now. They say the Chinese leadership is recognizing that 15 years of hardline policies have done nothing to win Tibetan hearts and minds. The Dalai Lama has said many times that he's given up his demands for Tibetan independence and will accept instead a high degree of autonomy for Tibet within China. Melvin Goldstein says the big question now is what kind of autonomy each side is talking about.
What the exiles have talked about is really having political autonomy to the degree that they could have a different political system. They could have a democracy in Tibet, but not in China. So it's hard to know whether that's just their public stance and whether privately they're willing to accept less, a more cultural and religious kind of autonomy.
And time is important. The Dalai Lama is now 67 and has had some health problems recently. With the likelihood of achieving Tibetan independence very slim, there's pressure on him from some Tibetans to cut a deal so he can return to Tibet and save what he can from the onslaught of Chinese migration, construction and assimilation. Robbie Barnett of Columbia University says the Chinese government may also now realize that if the Dalai Lama were to die soon, the remaining Tibetans in exile could be much more difficult to deal with.
I don't think that they can get a better person to negotiate with than the Dalai Lama. They may be starting to become aware of this. Quite a lot of Chinese people, intellectuals and so on, have also pointed it out, that they'll never get a leader like the Dalai Lama who's against violence and who has really a huge influence and respect from his people.
But the Chinese are still cautious, partly because, unlike their standoff over Taiwan, in Tibet they hold most of the cards and feel they have a lot to lose. Walking around Lhasa, it's very clear who's in control, and Beijing doesn't want any deal with the Dalai Lama to change that. But the one card they don't hold is the moral high ground in world opinion. As China emerges rapidly from its Maoist cocoon, looking for respect on the world stage, its government knows that Tibet still causes it a major image problem. So it seems China's leaders are now carefully testing the water with the Dalai Lama in what could be the best chance for resolution of the conflict for many years to come. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lhasa, Tibet.
And we'll have more on the Dalai Lama tomorrow when Rob Gifford looks at changing attitudes toward Tibet's exiled spiritual leader.